and welcome to the latest edition of the Bet MLS podcast with D-Ro and Oso. Ben took a weekend off last week. Sometimes life gets in the way, but we're back, and there has been a lot of games over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, too many to keep track of. We put our picks out on social.
We did pretty good.
We did start a threads. I guess we haven't started a threads yet for the podcast.
No, we haven't started a threads. We don't have an Instagram account.
I don't know. But whatever. The last week, at least I didn't lose any money. So that was good.
Yeah, I think I went 3-0-1. So I'll take that. I'll toot my own horn a little bit. But we are heading into probably the busiest. So I counted there are 37 games over the next week. There's Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. Then there's the All-Star break and then into Leagues Cup. So and we're going to have to talk about our plan for Leagues
Cup. Yeah, what are we doing for Leagues Cup?
We got to make picks. I mean, we got to make picks, period.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe we can
bring watch Liga MX like in a couple of years. So.
Maybe we can bring in my buddy John Arnold from Concacaffeinated to give us some tips. Maybe he can come on. He's the Liga MX expert. But 37 games over the next week and a half. And a full slate this weekend. So let's dive right into it. I will start us off this week. My favorite pick of the week, my money line favorite, is going to be the Vancouver Whitecaps. Vancouver's at home playing Seattle this weekend. And this is plus money for a Vancouver team. They score a lot of goals, Ben. They've been very mediocre. They're coming off their worst performance of the season. They didn't have a July 4th game because the Canadian teams get July 4th off. They played, isn't it Canada Day like July 1st?
July 1st.
Yeah, so they had the Canada Day game, and they laid an egg at Sporting Kansas City. But they're coming home against the Seattle team, plus money at home. Seattle, they can't score goals. They've been shut out in 4 out of their last 6. No Jordan Morris, no Christian Roldan, of course, with the Gold Cup. And I like this spot for Vancouver. There's a couple of money line favorites at home. There's quite a few teams that I kind of like this weekend, but settled on Vancouver. I like the number, and they just have a lot of firepower at home. So give me the Whitecaps in that one. And let's just keep flying through this because we're on a time limit today, Ben. So for those of you not listening, or for those of you don't know at home, we're on a little bit of a time limit. So we're going to fly through this because we can't go 2 weeks without a show. We're going to fly through this. And let's
hear busy schedules, man.
We got busy schedules.
What's this work stuff? Work is not great.
Yeah, we got busy schedules. Let's hear your money line favorite.
Look, so obviously Houston's coming off a couple games, not playing their best. Yeah. But we know those were on the road. So they're coming back home. They've been the best home team in the Western Conference, not MLS. They've been the best home team in the Western Conference this year. I think they've won their last 3 home games. So yep. We know they're still fine at home. We're really in that point of there. What's the temperature looking like down there? I didn't look it up.
My God, man. It's the greatest home field advantage. Colorado and RSL have the mountains, but have you ever been to Houston on a July evening?
We're getting to that time of year where this really starts becoming an issue. Look, maybe it hasn't really been that way the past couple of years, but I think Benny Ball has taken over in Houston. They're playing some decent soccer, obviously in the playoff positioning right now. If they want to keep that, they got to hold off SKC. SKC obviously playing good soccer as well, but I just think, you know, Houston at home with plus money in July. For a team that, again, their expected goals, all that since June 1st has been, you know, pretty decent. Just because they lost the last 2 games, I don't think it means they're suddenly heading for a big downturn here. So plus money in Houston against a pretty good team, but not, you know, one of the best teams in the league. I'll take that.
I like it. Yeah, you're not going to lose a lot of money betting against Houston at home in the summer. Period. No Achiache, but they've still got plenty there in the tank.
Yeah. It's MLS. We're going to get into the second. It's MLS. I don't really care that much about who's playing and who is not playing. Honestly,
you're looking at how hot is it? Yeah, how hot is it? What's the motivations? What's the travel like? That's, it's so much more important than who's playing in the dog days of MLS. Like, am I going to back Houston in any sort of game that matters and when teams have motivation? No, but you're going to Houston on a Saturday night. It's Sporting Kansas City. It's hot. They're hopefully they pack it up. I'm taking for my underdog. I'm going big this week. I'm taking the biggest dog on the board, which that's part of the reason. I think you took the one that's most obvious that made me raise my eyebrow the most. But this one, honestly, is all about the number. San Jose is plus 500 and double chance plus 175, putting a half unit on each, going to LAFC. Now, we know I've bet against LAFC at home before, and has it ever gone well for me? Absolutely not. However, this is not the same LAFC team right now. They are out of gas. Anyone who watched that game on Tuesday night against the Galaxy, I mean, the Galaxy are not a good team. And they were, and LAFC had everyone out there. They're not missing anyone. And they got beat. They are, this is game on Saturday night. This is going to be their ninth game since June 7th. Tomorrow is July 8th. So it's their ninth game in about 31, 32 days. They have two more games. They play Wednesday night and then they play Saturday before they get, they're not, you know, they're automatically through to the knockout round of League's Cup. So they're going to recharge. And I mean, I don't doubt that they're going to be there right at the end of the season, but right now they're out of gas. And Buonga's finally not outperforming his XG. He slowed down. They traded Opoku, which seems to indicate they've got a move coming, but it's not going to be there tomorrow. Buke is just not the game changer that I think they thought he would be. And yeah, I think if you're talking about San Jose, look, do I think San Jose is going to win this game? No, I don't. But plus 500, plus 175, double chance, too good for me. LAFC's lost five of their last seven games. They lost a home to Vancouver. They lost a home to Houston. I like this number, and I can't get around it. It's too big. I think this one should be more like 400, 350, 500. I'm going to go for it. It's MLS. Let's see San Jose pile more misery on LAFC this weekend. You're backing probably the most. This is the one that really raised my eyebrow.
Because
Carlos Hill though
was
out.
I was looking at yours. It was between these two, so we both would have had the same two. Obviously New England is plus 310 to win at RBA against the Red Bulls on Saturday. That is a huge number for the Revs visiting RBA, especially, you know, without the Red Bulls, without John Tolkien, the legend, obviously. Still without Lewis Morgan, obviously, but he's been out a long time. But
a mediocre team.
I mean, yeah. If you look at the Rebels, they have the 4-0 win against Atlanta. Outside of that, they've been a pretty middling home team. They've been a pretty middling home team now for a couple years. Last year was really bad. It's a little strange to see the Revs like this. I'm assuming it's all because of Hill being out due to yellow card accumulation. So, look, the Revs, I think they've tied the last three away games. They've been pretty decent away. I think they're, you know, fourth best in terms of points away in the Eastern Conference. So I'm going to go draw no bet, not to win, but draw no bet plus 200, still within our limits here, on the number. So they're going to go and get their fourth straight draw on the road. Look, their XG numbers are not good. They're never really good, though. They haven't been good the past few years. It's all about Petrovic.
That's Bruce Arena doesn't care about XG.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, the Rebels, you know, numbers are pretty good, but I mean, it's too good of a number. I would have thought that the Revs would have been plus 220 to win. So if I'm getting plus 200 draw no bet, even without Carlos Hill, again, it's MLS. I don't really care. Like, I mean, it's not that big of a deal to me.
This is a team that has lost twice since mid-March. They've lost twice since mid-March. So, yeah, is this probably going to be a draw? I would say yes. But, hey, if it's a draw, we move on. No harm, no foul. And we get our bet back. So, yeah, I like that play. I can't see how they are this big of an underdog either. And, they're probably going in there. It'll probably be a low-scoring game.
I mean, 1-1.
Yeah, they've been scoring goals for fun. I mean, they've scored multiple goals in, what, six out of their last seven games? So, they got options. I'm going to keep it with you right here for your next play. Another team that has a lot of options, has been scoring a lot of goals, is Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, look at Columbus. We've bet on them a ton so far this year. They've been cashing for us. They've been doing well. I think that is going to continue this week. Look, NYCFC, they're coming off. They're going to only have two days rest, I think. Mm-hmm. Their defense has not been, you know, up to the level you would maybe expect from, you know, if you're looking at, you know, their previous years. I just think, look, it's really just about Columbus. They've scored 29 goals in 11 home games. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
I think so.
Okay. So that's good. We're going to say that's good. we're going to say that, you know, they have to deal with less with, you know, international Gold Cup, all that kind of stuff. They don't have to deal with that as much as some other teams. So we're just going to say they're going to score two goals in this game, over 1.5. It's minus 125. If it was minus, I would expect it to be minus 150.
Yeah.
If it was minus 135, I probably wouldn't have done that just based off of our podcast rules here. But minus 125, still good enough for us. And, you know, again, they have 29 goals in 11 home games. So
well, and the
what are
weird
we
thing
talking
about,
about here?
The weird thing about this one for me is the Columbus money line, the number is way off for this. Like and I'll get into this with my play too. I'm seeing Columbus, the money line is like minus 130 on the book I typically use, and they're over 1.5 is minus 120. So the book is like, to me, this game isn't going to end 1-0. Like the only way you take a team total over 1.5 instead of the money line and lose your scenario is if it ends 1-0. Otherwise you would either lose or you would win either way, and you're getting a better number. And Columbus has hit over two, over 1.5 in 6 out of the last 7 games. So. Yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot.
I mean, I was a little off with the NYC defense. I think I was thinking of another. It's been pretty good, solid. I, you know, they've had Tavon Gray playing. They've had, you know, they've had a lot of moving pieces, over the last few weeks. But you know, obviously,
well,
again, they played on July 5th. They're the only, you know, they're not gonna. They played on July 5th. Nobody else.
Columbus.
Did, so.
Well, in Columbus's previous home games, 2-1, 2-0, 4-2, 3-2, 2-0, 2-2. There are multiple times where they've scored multiple goals and not won the game, but they've scored multiple goals in all of their last 7 home games. So, yeah, I like that play. I'll definitely be tailing that one. And my thinking, my favorite play of the weekend, is thinking along these exact same lines. I'm going RSL team total over 1.5. This is coming in at minus 108. And they are even money on the money line at home against. I was looking at it for maybe money line. They've got Orlando coming to town tomorrow night. Here's the thing and the circumstances around this game. When we look at MLS, and you got to look at the underlying things, Orlando is coming off 2 great results at home. They destroyed Chicago. They destroyed Toronto. They should beat both of those teams at home. They've got 6 points in the last week. Now they got to go on their longest road trip of the season, go all the way from Orlando to Salt Lake City. Do you really think they're going to be up for this one? Or do you think they're going to be like, hey, we did our job this week. We're feeling pretty good about having 6 points. You know, we got 2 games left before the All-Star break. Let's just go ahead and pack this one in. We'll get, you know, I could definitely see RSL smashing Orlando this weekend. RSL has lost 1 of their last 10 games. They've gone over this number in 5 out of the last 7 games. Their XG numbers were great. However, Orlando, like I mentioned, they've been scoring goals. They had 4 in their last game, 3 that, you know, I think they scored 7 goals in their last 2 games. I could see this being a 2-2. I could even see them losing 3-2. That's fine. I don't care. Just get to 2. And also, as we transition, there's a new goal scorer in town, Ben, and I am 99% sure he's available to play this weekend. Yes. His name is
I would think so.
His name is Chicho Arango. Maybe you remember him.
It was July 5th, wasn't it?
Yeah. So he is available to play this weekend. I would anticipate he starts. He's been with the team for a month, so there's no reason why he hasn't been training. And he's at plus 175. Do you remember? I mean, he started out hot with LAFC, previously. I think he starts out hot in this one. As I mentioned with the, with the circumstances around the game, I think RSL is going to score some goals. So RSL team total over 1.5, minus 108. And then my goal score of the weekend is going to be, if he starts, Chicho Arango plus 175. If he doesn't start, I'm going to pivot to Lucas Zelarayán plus 180 for the same reasons that you just mentioned above. But I think Arango will start this weekend. I mean, they're scoring multiple goals a game with Danny Masofsky and Julio Anderson or whatever his name is. Like
Anderson Julio, not Julio Anderson.
Julio. So putting one of the best goal scorers we've seen in MLS over the last couple of years with Diego Luna, the goat behind him. I'm looking forward to that game on Saturday night. Round us out, Ben.
Yeah, we're going to go just another, you know, again.
I like goals in this game, too. I like goals.
Yeah,
in
this game. I think this game is – I think I didn't have the actual matchup in front of me, but I'm pretty sure there was a game earlier this year between DC and Miami that was crazy.
Yeah.
And these are two teams that tend to have craziness in their games and goals. Miami has given up 16 goals in 9 road games this year. So that
good.
Portends to say, hey, they're going to give up at least one here. And if someone's going to score, I know he hasn't scored the past few games. We're going to go with Benteke. So we you know, he's got to show out before Messi comes to Miami. So show everyone who thinks they're tuning in to see Miami that they're really seeing Christian Benteke. I'm sorry to see Messi. They're really tuning in to see Christian Benteke. It's +120. You can talk me into Fontas maybe being the better bet. But I think he's gonna. I think he's he hasn't scored in 4 games, so he's gonna be really hot to score one here.
Yeah, and by the way, he's rested too. I think he was suspended for the game against Dallas midweek. He didn't play in Dallas on Wednesday or on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
So
they still managed to win that one though, and I lost
he
them lost may or may not have bet live bet that one, but it's
God
okay.
bless it all, that FC Dallas team. All right, we got to wrap it up. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll catch you next time on BetMLS.